Radio 1.
Radio 1 Podcast. The Scott Mills Daily.
Now, there's been some more dirt on Radio 1 this weekend, as per usual. Thank you for being so vigilant on Innuendo Bingo. This one from Potty Mouth Harry from McFly on Vernon's show at the weekend.
Me and Danny did that this Christmas when we went away and spent pretty much the whole day, every day on holiday doing it.
Good on. And then there was Natasha Bedingfield this morning. God, Moyles was flirting with her, wasn't he?
Yeah.
And then she said...
Well, I could give you one.
Which I think he'd like. Now, think about it. Think about what Dave Pearce is saying here at 7.35 last night on Radio 1's Dance Anthems.
Oh, I'm gagging for one, I can tell you.
Think about it.
Oh, I'm gagging for one, I can tell you.
Thanks, but no thanks, Dave.
And Joe Wiley this morning. Expect it from her, don't you?
Oh, God, that your tongue must stick to your, the top of your mouth then, surely? Be like eating carpet.
But then, Edith Bowman with the mother of all innuendo bingo. Fair play to you, Edith. We've been doing this for weeks now, and this is the best one so far.
I'm not joking. The amount of blokes who were, like, coming right up my backside.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello, I'm Scott Mills, and I'm driving you home on Radio 1 this evening.
Are you also drunk?
Not yet. You're looking very smart, Chopper.
Thank you. Why am I the only one that's already dressed
well,
up?
Well, we haven't got changed yet. Let me explain why we need to get changed. Tonight, it's the geekiest award ceremony in the world. It's like the Oscars, only with geeks. It's called the Sony Radio Awards, and we've been nominated again, which is brilliant. It's like the Oscars, only nobody famous there.
Nobody at all, no. Just lots of strange people.
Weird people there last year, very strange.
There was famous people, because last year there was Jordan, who handed out the award to Chris Moyles.
Oh, yeah.
And I think Leslie Ash was there as well.
No, and Dame Edna Everage.
Yes.
Dame Edna Everage was there.
Oh, yeah, Donna Eyre was there as well.
Oh, yeah, she gave me my award, Donna Eyre.
Oh, best interfacing with the audience.
Yeah.
Isn't it? Is that what it is?
It's the same award that we're up for last year that we're up for tonight. Yeah. Let's face it, we're not going to win it. You don't win it 2 years in a row.
You're defending your crown.
I mean, you don't, do you? So, I've had a bit of an idea.
Right.
To liven this thing up a bit, just to amuse ourselves.
God, it needs it.
I know.
Yeah.
So, what about if Laura joins the No Pants Brigade this evening when she steps out of the cab?
Then that's all right.
You could be up there with Brittany and Jay Goody and...
They're all doing it.
Shilpa's sister.
Yeah. And Kelly Brook's done
Lindsay
it recently.
Lohan, Kelly Brook. Everyone's doing it.
Jemima Khan. I know all of these.
I really want you to turn up tonight at this award ceremony, because we're not going to win, commando. No actual underwear. And I will pay money to make that happen.
What, you think you can buy me?
No, yeah. I don't think... yeah. 50 quid says you'll do it.
No.
100 quid.
Why?
£100. Go on.
You must have gone out with that underwear on before.
I've got quite a short dress on. It's above the knee.
Exactly. Yeah, that's the whole point. You need to be papped.
I'm going to flash my parts everywhere.
Why? It's not normally a problem.
Don't put eggs out of it. So as if people haven't seen it before.
Right, 150 quid, my last offer. If you go commando tonight to the Sony Radio Awards.
Absolutely not.
And then we can tell the paparazzi what time to be there.
You'll be,
about 7.15 tonight.
Yeah, and the bosses are going to be there as well. What are they,
well, they won't have cameras.
If I turn up, get out of a car and then flash my parts.
They'll promote you.
Right, last offer is £200 and you do it, right?
No.
Go on.
Come on.
Come
Absolutely
on.
Not.
Do it for the show, Laura.
I'll bug in a quid. 201.
No.
Okay, I'm not going to let this slide, just to let you know.
Scott Mills.
This bloke then in Southampton, over a week ago now, swerved right in front of my mum in his car on the avenue in Southampton. People in Southampton or the surrounding area will know that. The rest of you won't have a clue.
I can imagine it.
Yeah, it's a big kind of road.
Big avenue.
Big avenue, hence the name. And my mum had to slam on the brakes really hard. Then he gets out of his car and starts giving her a torrent of abuse and just language that you don't say to anybody's mum, let alone mine. Mm. Now, what did I do?
It made you really furious, didn't it?
Yeah, I didn't get out of the car and have it out with him right there and then, even though I could have done.
You just kind of sat there and turned away.
I just thought it'd be better to do it this way. So, I'm just not, you know, he hasn't apologised. He's not showing any kind of remorse for what he said to my mum. And handily, his car was for sale and there was a little sign in the back window with a number on. And you know me, I don't kind of miss that kind of thing.
Put two and two together.
So he hasn't apologised yet. He's refused to do that. So today I thought we'd just call him and annoy him a bit.
Hello?
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 Hi there, I'm calling about the good time.
Sorry, what good time?
The good time.
Yeah, not sure what you're on about.
You know the Square Balloon pub in Southampton?
I don't know what you're going on about.
You wrote your number on the door in the gents' toilets?
What the are you on about, mate?
Right, it says, I'm in the cubicle now, right? It's right here. It says, for a good time, call this number. And I'm just wondering what you've got in mind.
Look, mate, I'm going to hang up now, and you should tell me what you want.
I want a good time.
Well, you're not going to get a good time off of me, mate.
Could you hang on a second? Hang on. Woo! God. I mean, maybe we can go to Alton Towers or something. That's that's a good time.
It is, isn't it?
Yes, Alton Towers is a very good time. Well, he didn't like that, did he?
You had a big wee there.
Oh, oh God. It's like an Olympic-sized wee, isn't it? I could win awards for that. National Radio 1. Right, this weekend I've discovered what I think is the best sport in the world.
Right.
This happens in Canada.
Okay.
Where pillow fighting is an actual sport.
Pillow fighting?
Yep.
Right.
They have the PFL, the Pillow Fight League.
Oh, you're making this up.
Listen to it.
All right, pillow fight fans, here we are with a special match in the number one contenders tournament. It's polyester taking on that master of the pillow fighting technique, Sarah Bellum.
I can't quite remember the name. It's amazing.
And they are just going at it. You're not seeing a lot of swinging so far, but they really are trying to get each other down on the ground so one of them can get a successful submission or the 1-2-3 count. Oh, one of the pillows has gone flying there.
Now, that's what I'm talking about.
This really happens. The Pillow Fighting League.
Yeah, PFL. That is one sport I could play. That is my new favourite sport.
You think you could be quite good at it?
I really could. Now, a lot of people have been on today on the email and text wanting to know what happened to Stacey we spoke to last week. Hi, Stacey.
Hello, Scott.
Now, we spoke to you before the weekend, didn't we?
Yep.
Tell me what your dilemma was.
Well, I'd been set up to go on a date with this guy and I wasn't sure whether I wanted to go because I'd found some naked pictures on the internet.
You Googled him, didn't you?
I did, yeah. That's how I found out.
And he was in the bath, wasn't he, in these pictures?
Yeah.
So what happened at the weekend?
Well, I decided I would go and meet him.
You did meet him?
I did, yeah. I decided not to be put off. You know, you managed to convince me he might have been an all right guy.
Yeah.
And he was really, really lovely.
There you go. I see. I thought these pictures could just have appeared by accident.
Well, it's a bit of a funny accident, but...
Why was he lovely?
He was just really, really nice, and I wondered whether or not I should bring up the fact that I'd seen the pictures, and we were getting on really, really well, and I decided to sort of come clean and say that I'd seen them, and he just thought it was hilarious.
So he wasn't fazed by the fact that you asked him about the pictures at all?
No. He seemed to think, like, I don't know, he acted like it was quite a normal thing to do.
Well, just laughed it off?
Yeah, but he made a jokes about how, well, I'd seen it all now, and maybe there wouldn't be any surprises coming up. So maybe I'll be seeing him again.
That was a bit forward.
I know, but he was really nice. So,
well, you've seen it all now. What's the point?
I have. Well,
so how did they appear on the internet?
Just for a laugh.
I mean, did he elaborate? Are there any more pictures of him on the internet in compromising positions?
I'm too scared to go and look again.
Bending over, loading the dishwasher.
No.
Well, you never know.
You don't know.
You know, hoovering.
I'm too scared to look.
So what happened to you? You were bending over, you know, feeding the dishwasher and...
I don't think there are any photos of me loading a dishwasher, naked or not, I would hope. I was just trying to think of other household situations that you might be photographed naked in.
I might Google you later.
Don't do that.
Seriously, don't do that.
Generally, though, you do have to be careful, Stacey, what you put on the internet. Have you heard about that woman in America?
No.
Her MySpace. Have you heard about this?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. Is this the teacher woman?
Yeah. She was, she graduated from teacher training and they wouldn't give her a certificate, right? Because on her MySpace, there were pictures of her drunk and dressed as a pirate.
Oh, we've all done that.
Well, yeah, but, you know.
Everyone's watching your MySpace, you need to be real careful. So if you're drunk and dressed as a pirate, right,
yeah,
you can't get a job as a teacher.
No.
You would never be able to get a normal job.
Hang on a minute. Well, when have you ever seen me dressed as a pirate? I think I have. I have been dressed as some strange things. Yeah.
Thank you, Stacey. The Scott Mills Daily. Earlier, I thought that Laura could make this radio awards thing that we're going to and we've been nominated tonight for a little bit more interesting by joining the No Knickers Brigade, a la Britney Spears, and turning up and flashing her poof at the paparazzi. So, it was a flat no earlier.
She wasn't keen.
But there has been developments whilst we've been on air. Not that you could hear, they're off air. And Laura says that she will do it tonight as long as she has something to cover her modesty. That's right, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
So I'm suggesting what we do, because they are brilliant. Ah ha 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 ha. Here's my idea.
Ah ha ha.
We call our friends at BBC Wigs.
BBC
there
Wigs?
There is a department called BBC Wigs. Leave it with me. I've talked to Laura about this. It'll be fine. Right, you know what to say, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, go.
Right. Hiya,
could you put me through to BBC Costumes and Wigs, please?
Do you want costumes or do you want wigs?
Oh, wigs, please.
Wigs, thank you. Hello, BBC Wigs.
Hiya, I wonder if you can help me. I'm just wondering, do you have such things as merkins?
Well, most of them are made, just because of the nature of them.
Most of what, sorry?
We make them.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
So if I wanted to order one, I could do?
Yes, I think so. When do you need it for?
I'd be needing it for this evening.
Oh, no. I mean, it takes longer than that.
Oh, right.
Hold on a sec. Sorry, what's your name?
It's Laura.
Laura, 1 second, I've got to put it back.
They're laughing at you, Laura. Listen to them.
Hi.
Hello.
Yeah, we only make them because of the nature of what they are, and it takes about 4 days.
Okay, well, have you got any that have been made already? Because I'm quite prepared to wear one that's sort of second-hand.
Hold on. No. Phil, she's quite prepared to wear a second-hand one. Hello there.
Hi.
Sorry, because of what they are, it's hygiene, we're not allowed to stock second-hand ones. That's why they're made for each person that uses them.
Okay.
I mean, you could, maybe you could try a wig shop.
Okay.
Buy a beard or something, cut it up.
Yeah, that's option.
I mean, if you bought a whole beard, you could cut it into the shape you require.
Okay,
all
thanks. Right. Thanks for your help.
Bye.
Bye.
They are always so helpful in there, aren't they?
He was so nice.
Just go and buy a beard. National Radio
1. This is a download from the BBC. For more information, go to bbc.co.uk/radio1. The Scott Mills Daily.